From off the grid and deep within, you are listening to the sounds of this hollow earth. Coming at you from an undisclosed location deep in the heart of the fragmented states of Americon. Here's your guide for the denied and the redacted. Reed Singer.
Hey there, truth seekers. I'm back. This is not a hoax, not a dream, not an imaginary tale. I am Reed Singer, and we are back on This Hollow Earth, your only source for the unvarnished truth they don't want you to know. I know, it's been a while. We've been off the air, what, 3 months now? Four? A long fucking time, anyway. First off, thank you for all of your messages and posts while I was away. There was some genuine concern mixed in there with all the conspiracies and false flag theories, and I really do appreciate it. Whether you're a fan of the show or my music, I love each and every one of you. Thank you all from the bottom of my heart. You guys really helped me get through what was, I'm not gonna lie to you, one of the darkest, shittiest times of my whole life. So, let's dive right into the $64,000 question. Where the fuck have you been, Singer? There have been a lot of theories out there. That's awesome. I'm proud of you guys. Abduction's been a popular one, either by ETs or shadowy government agencies or whatever. Some of you thought I was dead. Some of you thought I'd faked my death, which, I gotta be honest with you, doesn't make a ton of sense. If I was gonna fake my death, don't you think you'd have seen an obituary or two out there? Come on, people. Still, it shows you guys are thinking outside the box. Question everything. I've always said, accept nothing at face value. Except in this case. You've all seen the stories in the press that I checked myself into rehab. Unfortunately, that was true. I've struggled with addiction for many years now. And as any addict can tell you, the second you think you've got it under control is the second it comes back to take a great big bite out of your ass. Back when I was in Body Wax, we partied pretty hard. But the thing about being in a band is, even if you're all getting high together, there's always somebody there to pull back on the reins and let you know when things are getting out of control. When I left the band, I knew things were getting bad and I got myself clean. But I also isolated myself, and that's a bad idea for an addictive personality. I didn't have anybody around to tell me I was slipping, so when I fell off the wagon, I fell hard. Not drugs this time. I was at least smart enough to realize I wasn't going to be able to handle that again. But, like a fucking moron, I figured a drink or two now and then couldn't hurt. Except a drink or two turned into three or four or five. Next thing I know, I'm going through a bottle of Jack a day. And not like a fifth, mind you. I'm talking about the big industrial-sized bottles that are like almost 2 liters and feel like they're made out of bulletproof glass. They're not, by the way. I found that out. Anyway, long story short, I came as close to rock bottom as I ever want to get. While I was down there, I took a good long look around and decided if I ever wanted to climb back out of the hole I dug for myself, I'd need help. Fortunately, I found some at the Corinthian Valley Treatment Center. Okay, before you all hit the unsubscribe button, don't worry. I'm not turning the show into an infomercial for this place. But they really did help me, so I wanted to give them a quick shout out. If you or somebody you know is dealing with addiction, give them a call. They have a great facility and they can help. Okay, end of sermon. All right, let's ease back into things by catching up on a few of the stories we were following before my unscheduled vacation at Detox Mansion. Last time we talked about Stacey Carlson, her missing husband Greg, and the mysterious cold. Abby, stop.
Okay, recording stopped.
Abby, play back the last 10 seconds.
Okay, playing back preceding 10 seconds. End of audio segment.
Abby, delete all that.
Okay, deleting.
All right. Abby, record, please.
Okay. Recording in 3, 2.
Recap take 2. Last time we talked about Stacy Carlson, her husband Greg, and his mysterious disappearance. Well, I've got some bad news for you on that score, sports fans. I got to spend some time with Stacy and her family before I went away, and after learning more about her history, I'm afraid her story holds about as much water as a Dixie cup with a hole in the bottom. Turns out her story is pretty sad, but a lot simpler than I'd first thought. You see, Stacy Carlson has suffered from a wide variety of mental illnesses ever since she was a little girl. She was diagnosed with childhood onset schizophrenia when she was just 9 years old. That means she heard voices in her head, folks. She was institutionalized for a number of years, heading back at regular intervals for checkups and group therapy sessions into her early 20s. Then she met Greg, the man she'd eventually marry. To say they rushed into things is putting it mildly. Stacy felt she'd spent a good chunk of her time isolated and alone and was in a hurry to make up for lost time. As for Greg, who knows? Maybe he honestly felt he could handle someone who was so troubled but was just in over his head. Or maybe Stacy wasn't completely honest with him about the real extent of those issues. Either way, things went well for a while, but cut off from her family and the only real support system she'd ever known, Stacy started to have symptoms again. The voices and the persecution complex came back. Greg was overwhelmed and needed a shoulder to cry on. He found one and, surprise, surprise, they fell in love. That was the last straw for poor Stacy. Her mind just snapped like a dry twig. She just couldn't handle being left alone, and her brain kicked into overdrive, concocting this elaborate story about Greg getting vaporized into a zillion electroparticles on their way home from visiting her parents. And yeah, I think that trip back home may have served as a trigger for her, allowing her to create more fantastic scenarios than she'd been used to handling lately. Odds are that whatever she heard on the radio, assuming she heard anything at all, was no more sinister than your run-of-the-mill evangelical preacher praising Jesus.
Amen.
Granted, some of those guys can get a little intense, but still. As for Greg, he's alive and well. Hold up with his new lady friend. He may be an asshole, but he's most definitely not missing. And Stacy's back home with her parents, getting the help and attention she needs. You all know I'm not exactly a spiritual man, but I think in this case, thoughts and prayers would not be out of the question. We're all rooting for you, Stacy. Get better. Abby, stop recording.
Okay. Recording stopped. Your vocal and breathing patterns indicate distress. Do you require medical attention?
No. Oh, God. What the fuck? Abby, call Dr. Mannion.
Dialing Dr. Mannion.
Hello, Reed.
Hey, what's up, Doc?
How are you feeling today?
Honestly, not so great.
Why? What happened?
Well, I was recording an episode of the show, and I suddenly started to feel real lightheaded. Like the whole room was spinning. I couldn't catch my breath. My heart was going a mile a minute. Next thing I know, I'm in the can puking my guts out.
I see. You haven't had anything to drink, have you?
No, of course not.
Good. And you've been keeping up with the medication?
2 tablets with water every 6 hours, just like the bottle says.
That's excellent. Were you talking about anything potentially triggering or stressful?
I guess so. I was just wrapping up that whole business with Stacy.
Sure. Well, it's important that you find closure there. As we've discussed, you can't blame Stacy for your drinking. That was entirely your responsibility. But her association with that period in your life will always be there. Right now, that wound is still very fresh. It's not surprising that revisiting it so soon would have effects like these.
I don't doubt that, but... you know, this wasn't my first rodeo, Doc. I've had to kick booze and drugs before. I know a relapse trigger when I see one. I've never felt anything like this.
You've never been on medication like this before either. We did discuss potential side effects.
Yeah, I suppose that makes sense. But there was something else. I was trying to, you know, tell the story and I couldn't get the words out. Like they were literally caught in my throat.
What words?
Tribulation.
There. That wasn't so hard now, was it?
Well, why couldn't I say it before?
Now's not the time. Eventually, you will have a great deal to say about tribulation. Not just to your audience, but to the world. On that day, the words will come.
They better. I'm not exactly used to being at a loss for words.
I can only imagine.
Oh, hey, by the way, you were right about the digital assistant thing.
I'm glad you like it.
Yeah, Abby's great. I've got her on my phone, my computer, everywhere. She's pretty much running the house now. I'm just keeping my fingers crossed she doesn't try to take advantage of me during the night.
Take advantage of you? How?
I take it you've never seen the movie Demon Seed? It was a joke. Wow. You've got like no sense of humor at all, have you?
Not while I'm on duty, no.
Yeah, I bet you're a barrel of laughs on a date. Okay, well, thanks, Doc.
Call me if you need anything, Reed.
Will do. Praise be.
Praise be.
Reed Singer, I presume.
Yes.
And how is your little project coming along?
Very well. Once I broke down his initial barriers of resistance, he proved to be extremely open to suggestion. His core personality remains intact.
For better or worse.
Indeed. And the blocks I put in place are holding up strong. He's only able to speak about tribulation on our terms.
It sounded as though he was a bit disturbed by that discovery.
Not disturbed. Confused. That's only natural. At any rate, I'm confident that Sister Abigail will keep him docile.
Well done. To be honest, I was not predicting success. Singer's devotion to my daughter seemed quite unshakable.
Breaking his will was the most difficult challenge. Once I was past that, he was very susceptible.
Excellent. I'll expect to be kept apprised of any changes, of course. Otherwise, I leave him to you until he's ready to be activated.
Thank you, Doctor. How is Stacy?
The same. In fact, I'm going to check on her now. Would you care to accompany me?
Certainly.
Bringing her back has been difficult. I can't risk damaging her, so she remains heavily sedated. I've been slowly lessening that. She's currently at 80%. Enough to keep her awake for a few hours every day. Not enough for her to speak.
What level of awareness does she have?
She knows she's being treated in a hospital. That's familiar territory for her. We do not mention Greg, Singer, or Tribulation. And she's kept away from electronics. Televisions, radios, computers. There is an EEG and a heart rate monitor, but they're older models. Nothing that can transmit. Yeah, here we are.
Hello, Diane.
Dr. Mannion.
How is she?
Fine. She ate something about an hour ago. The sedative just started taking effect.
Have a look at the readout, Dr. Mannion.
This would appear normal if she was awake.
You see why I keep her so heavily sedated. She's in there, even in this state. Sedating her any further would risk stopping her heart entirely. Although, it would not surprise me if her brain continued to live on for a time, even after the rest of her body died. Not that I intend to test that, of course.
Of course.
Interesting. How long do you think it will be before she's ready to speak?
That's difficult to say. I'd like to begin a course of treatment soon to rid her mind of the past. Say, 15 years.
She'll still remember Greg.
Yes, unfortunately. He's too deeply embedded into her memory to eradicate him without causing permanent damage. But we can alter the timeline, minimize the effect. She'll remember him as an impulsive mistake.
I can begin whenever you give the word.
In 2 weeks, I should have her at 75%. Be prepared to begin then, although it could be later. We have a few years. We need to be sure. What is that?
Oh my God, I forgot I had it on me. Turn it off, quickly. Yes, I'm so sorry.
What have you done?
Father.
Stacy.
Mother.
Help me with her!
Where's the sedative?
Never mind that, just hold her!
Where is he?
Who?
Magus. Greg belongs to me, not him. Where is he?
You know where he is, Stacy, but you can't get there. The door is closed to you.
All doors are open to me.
Stacy, no. Dr. Chess, she has my phone.
This door is mine. Do not follow. The frequency is closed.
Stacy Jeffries. This is a surprise.
Who?
Oh, I'm sorry. You prefer Carlson now, don't you? We've never been formally introduced. My name is Brother Elijah. You may call me Magus.
Where am I?
Don't you know? You are in my church. The Holy Temple of Tribulation. Did your father send you?
No.
Really? Well, now that is interesting.
You know why I'm here. Where's Greg?
How romantic. He's around. I'm afraid I can't let you see him, though. Frankly, I doubt you'd want to. The first year of tribulation is not pleasant under the best of circumstances, and your boy, well, he's been banned.
You bastard.
Do unto others as has been done unto you. Tell me, what did you hope to accomplish by coming here? Surely you didn't think you would be able to just walk out of here hand in hand with the love of your life. Where would you go? How would you get back?
I'd have found a way. All doors are open to me.
To you, perhaps. But not to him. Greg Carlson is mine now, girl. I'm the only thing holding him together.
That's not true. I saw him. He got out once. He can do it again.
He was able to yell through a tiny crack and be heard by one man. You may not be able to walk these paths. Most cannot. You are very, very far away from the world you once called home, Stacy Carlson.
I don't care. You're going to take me to him now.
The way of a fool is right in his own eyes.
Hey! Don't turn your back on me. I said now!
Your father told me you were powerful.
My father doesn't know shit about me.
He knows more than you, child. You had a greater purpose, but you abandoned it. I stood up to take your place. Now I will fulfill the destiny you were created for. Where does that leave you? You are redundant, unnecessary. Yet, here you are, having wandered blind and arrogant into the lion's den. And you dare threaten me in this place!
I will tear this place down around your fucking ears if you don't give me what I want.
Silence!
I warned you.
Your power is weak, untested. I have spent years building this place, and it will.
What are you doing? Oh, I can't move.
I am sworn to your father, and we had hoped that you would rejoin our holy crusade. I see now that is impossible. And while I am forbidden from harming you, I see no reason why I must entertain you further. Goodbye, Stacy Carlson.
Sweetie, I am begging you, please just turn it off. You've been fiddling with the radio for 20 minutes. You're not going to get anything.
I can't drive in silence, okay? I'm sorry.
Thanks a lot.
You know what I mean.
No, that's fine. I'll just sit here quietly. Since apparently having a conversation with me is the same as silence.
Oh, give me a break. You need help nailing yourself to that cross, or have you got it covered?
I'm good. Besides, I really consider myself more of a Joan of Arc type.
You'd rather burn to death?
I don't mind heat. So what about you? Would you rather nail yourself...
Did you hear that?
Hear what?
On the radio. Sounds like we might finally be getting something. What is that?
Sounds like a woman.
Does anybody hear me? My name is Stacy Carlson. Please, can anybody hear me out there?
This ends season one of Tribulation. We'll be back in October with information about the launch of season two. In the meantime, you can follow us on Twitter or Facebook or at thishollowearth.com. We want to thank all of you for listening to season one of Tribulation and for helping make this podcast such a success. And since you've listened to the entire season, then you should really let other people know about Tribulation. The best way to do that is to leave a review on Apple Podcasts. Thank you. Tribulation is a production of 0 Mile Media, a new podcast network based in Atlanta, Georgia. We invite you to listen to some of our other shows. The Credits, hosted by Kalina Bowler, is a podcast that shines a spotlight on the many names you see after the movies. Ever wonder what a key grip does? Or the best boy? We answer those questions and uncover the stories of the people who make the movies and how they got to where they are today. Literary Atlanta, hosted by Allison Law, is a weekly podcast exploring the thriving book culture in and around our home city. With author interviews and events listings, this is the only podcast you ever need if you live in Atlanta and you love to read. And finally, we'd like to thank our season one sponsor, Listen Up Audiobooks. Listen Up makes it incredibly easy to browse and buy audiobooks in no time. No complicated signups or subscriptions to mess with. It's just like walking into a bookstore on your phone. Go to listenupaudiobooks.com and use the discount code GREG at checkout for 10% off your first purchase. That's listenupaudiobooks.com, discount code GREG. Tribulation was written by Adam Janke and directed by David Markowitz. Sound design and original music by Cooper Skinner. Produced by Greg Cooler and David Markowitz. Chris Fogg, executive producer. Starring Lauren Goins, Eric Goins, Trevor Goebel, Kate Kovac, Tom Clark, Janet Metzger, Brian Troxell, Stephanie Willis, Janie Fleming, Ryan Jones, and Fleet Cooper as Magus.